ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A group of Republican governors expected to be on hand at the White House tomorrow as President Trump signs an executive order to dissolve the Department of Education.
It follows sweeping cuts to the agency last week, slashing nearly half of the DOE workforce. Curriculum decisions are already handled at state and local levels. Critics say abolishing the Education Department will hurt underserved students and schools. Congressional approval is still needed to close the department. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Trump administration has asked a federal appeals court to okay the use of the Alien Enemies Act to unilaterally deport non-citizens. A federal judge extending the deadline until tomorrow for the administration to reveal who was on the deportation flights. Explosions heard in Jerusalem following air raid sirens warning of a missile attack from Yemen. It comes as Israeli forces say they've retaken control of a key corridor that cuts off northern Gaza. 38 wildfires burning across Arkansas, fanned by high winds. This is ABC News. A Hollywood director is facing criminal charges for a series that never aired.
Federal prosecutors say Netflix paid Carl Eric Rinch an additional $11 million he says he needed to complete a streaming series. The feds say Rinch put that money into investments and lost more than half in just over a month. 10 months later, he invested in cryptocurrency and allegedly used those proceeds to buy five Rolls Royces and a Ferrari. But he never delivered the series or repaid Netflix. He's been indicted by a grand jury here in New York on 7 criminal counts. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
A former Georgia warehouse worker at Augusta National has been sentenced to a year in prison for transporting millions of dollars worth of stolen Masters Tournament memorabilia. The Vatican says Pope Francis' condition has continued to improve and that he no longer needs to use non-invasive mechanical ventilation to help him breathe at night as he recovers from double pneumonia. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forwards.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well-cast, well-acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Heavy snow will eventually come to an end in the overnight with 3 to 5 inches of snowfall in the overnight hours. Blustery north winds up around 40 miles per hour. Overnight lows will drop back into the middle 20s. Blowing snow early Thursday, then gradual clearing mid-30s. Right now it's 31.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, don't give away anything for nothing. What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the midweek, and so we will have middays with Mark is what we've been calling it, right? For I don't know how many years. But Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us. But in the second hour of our program, instead of the first hour as normal, he's got, you know, schedule stuff. So in the second hour of our program, Congressman Pocan will be with us for the full hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. In the first hour of our program, I want to get into Donald Trump's America, where even U.S. citizens can now be dragged away without a trial. Also, kind of a news summary, how Putin played Trump, Trump's war on student loans, Trump illegally fires Federal Trade Commission commissioners, and a Democrat is now formally calling for Schumer to step down as leader of the Senate Republicans. We'll talk about all those things in just a moment. Also, a crazy alert, the Republican who introduced multiple anti-trans pieces of legislation in the Minnesota legislature and this bizarre Trump derangement syndrome bill has now been arrested for soliciting a minor for prostitution. Strange stuff. As I mentioned in our second hour, it's going to be Congressman Pocan for the entire hour taking your calls. In the third hour, my Substack writing colleague, Heidi Sigmund Kuda, who publishes a couple of just brilliant newsletters, the bombshell reports on Russian interference that should have saved America. Why didn't we pay attention to the warnings that we were getting from our own intelligence agencies and our own congressional reports? And do judges need to step up their game? Ha! You betcha. Kind of revisiting a topic from a couple of days ago, but now with added urgency, as they say. But my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take, is titled Trump's America, where even U.S. citizens can now be dragged away without a trial. This is absolutely wild. And a lot of this, I believe, tracks back to the Laken Riley Act. The Laken Riley Act, you will recall, was passed with the help of 42 members of the House of Representatives, Democrats, and 12, as I recall, maybe 14 Democratic members of the United States Senate. And what it says is that ICE, it empowers, you know, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, it empowers ICE to arrest people on U.S. soil if they suspect that that person may be here illegally. Now, they don't need any proof. And according to ICE, they can deport people without any proof, which is exactly what happened last week to roughly 250 Venezuelan nationals, or alleged Venezuelan. We don't even know. We have no idea how many of these people might be U.S. citizens, how many of them might be Mexicans, how many of them might be Venezuelans. It appears that so far none of them have been convicted of any crimes. In fact, the White House came out and said, well, you know, they've been in the country a short time. See, these are, and therefore, they haven't had time to commit crimes. This is like Minority Report, right? The old Tom Cruise movie where we're gonna arrest people before they commit a crime to prevent them from committing the crime. I mean, this is just nuts. And, I mean, it's wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's a violation of the 4th, 5th, 6th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or at least those parts of the Bill of Rights. And, you know, Tom Holman says, I don't care what judges say. The judges are pushing back, but no judge yet so far has had the courage to hold a Trump lawyer, an administration lawyer, in contempt. And, you know, they have the power to do that. We'll get into that a little later, and as I mentioned a couple of days ago. But this is crazy what's going on. A U.S. citizen from Chicago was among 22 people who were arrested and detained by ICE last week. The U.S. Government Accountability Office found that during Trump's first term, an estimated 600 U.S. citizens were arrested, and an estimated 70 U.S. citizens were deported. But this Lake and Riley Act has put this on steroids. Here's a couple of stories. Fabian Schmidt, a German-born engineer, has lived in the United States for nearly two decades, legally working, paying taxes, and contributing to his community. The guy's got a green card, right? None of that mattered when he returned home from a trip abroad. As soon as he landed at Logan Airport in Boston, ICE agents pulled him aside. His green card renewal was flagged for some unknown reason. No explanation, no opportunity to clarify, just a red mark in a government system. That was all it took. I stripped him of his clothes, subjected him to hours of aggressive questioning, locked him in a detention center, threw him into an ice-cold shower, left him shivering on the concrete floor, naked, humiliated, and terrified. For days, his mother, Astrid, desperately tried to find him. Keep in mind, this is a guy who's lived in the country for 20 years, legally, is still living here legally. She called ICE, Customs and Border Protection, and any agency that might give an answer. They all ignored her or outright lied to her, claiming they had no record of her son. When she finally learned where he was, he said, they treat us like animals. He was barely holding it together. And why? Well, they later said, oh, it was a bureaucratic error. Yeah, right. Jessica Brosche, a German tattoo artist visiting the United States. She had a return ticket. She had a legal permission. She had the visa under the visa waiver program. She had a valid German passport. But ICE decided that she just might try to work while visiting under the Lake and Riley Act. You know, suspicion is enough. Once inside, the nightmare deepened. They threw her into a cell with no bed and no access to legal assistance. For eight straight days, they kept her in solitary confinement. The lights never dimmed, and the sounds of other detainees screaming in despair echoed through the walls. This is one of these for-profit prisons that Trump loves, that Republicans love, because they kick back, you know, massive campaign contributions to Republicans. She started hallucinating, her grip on reality slipping, desperate to feel something, anything real. She punched the walls until her knuckles bled. Meanwhile, her best friend Amelia was frantically searching for her. ICE refused to confirm her location or even acknowledge that she existed. No charges, no trial, no legal recourse, just silence. Consider Jasmine Mooney. She's a Canadian actor who starred in the American Pie series. She's a Canadian businesswoman who always played by the rules. She secured a job offer in California, completed all the visa paperwork, followed every U.S. immigration law to the letter. But that didn't stop ICE from shackling her, chaining her wrists, ankles, and waist as if she was a violent offender. For days, she was trapped in a brutal private for-profit detention facility, laying on the bare floor with nothing but a crinkled foil sheet for warmth. Then in the dead of night, ICE dragged her from her cell, bound her in chains again, and forced her onto a bus with dozens of other women. They drove for hours, denying them food, water, or bathroom breaks. By the time she arrived at another private facility, for-profit facility, she'd been awake for 24 hours, was too weak to stand. To this day, ICE won't explain why she was detained. She tells her horrifying story to The Guardian today. You can read it at theguardian.com. She said, I was placed in a real jail unit, two levels of cells surrounding a common area, just like in the movies. I was put in a tiny cell alone with a bunk and a toilet. There were around 140 of us in our unit. Many women had lived and worked in the U.S. legally for years, but had overstayed their visas, often after reapplying and then being denied. They had all been detained without warning. This is the bottom line. ICE agents don't need proof. They only need the power to act, and Trump has given it to them. I mean, you know, Canadians, Germans, I mean, we've done this now to Canadian citizens, to Germans. They're starting to freak out. The tourism business in this country is collapsing. ProPublica documented yesterday how a 21-year-old U.S. citizen born in Philadelphia was dragged off to detention, how a 10-year-old American citizen girl was deported, interrupting her chemo for brain cancer, an estimated 600 U.S. citizens detained during Trump's first term. Mistaken? No. This is, ICE has become the protection squad. The German word for protection squad is Schutzstaffel. If that's familiar to you, it's typically abbreviated by by two letters SS. The protection squad. And, you know, they've been given this just basically unlimited power. And now, you know, they've sent these people down to El Salvador in defiance of a federal judge. Marco Rubio retweets, a tweet that says, oopsie, too late. I mean, a president who can deport anyone, even in violation of a judge's order, can also arrest anyone. ISIS, they did this here in Portland back, 5 years ago. They were driving around in vans with no markings on them, out of uniform, no markings on them as individuals, literally kidnapping people off the streets of Portland, you know, beating them up or terrorizing them and then just dumping them in other places as ways to disrupt protesters. Are they going to start doing this again? I think if protests really get to be a big thing, they will. You know, a judge stopped Trump from doing that back in 2005. If he does it today, the question isn't who the ICE protection squads and other federal police agencies will target next. It's who will be left to stop them. This can't stand. This is not America. We are turning into Russia, that country whose leader Trump so loves. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. More of the news of the day in just a moment. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, Mexico has a president. Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe he should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never. And that's exactly what the scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes. And if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access to your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250. To get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from underneath you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and you can protect yourself at HomeTitleLock.com with the promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250.
You feel the air, land of the free. Are you sure it's still there? Boots on the ground, cold steel in their hands. They don't need a reason, they don't need a plan. No lawyer, no warning, no light in the dark. A number, a file, a disappearing mark. And the face is just her, afraid to resist as another.
So Glenn Ivey, a congressperson from Maryland, told constituents yesterday that Chuck Schumer's refusal decision to allow the Republican bill to go forward, refusal to fight it, it means he should step down. Glenn Ivey said, I respect Chuck Schumer. I think he had a great career, but it may be time for Senate Democrats to get a new leader. This was in a town hall, and it got basically a standing ovation. I saw Chuck Schumer last night on Chris Hayes' show, and his message basically was, it's not so bad yet. And when it gets bad, Americans will be in the streets and we'll all know. So don't worry, I don't have to do anything. The American people will do it. That was essentially the message. Maybe you saw the same thing. feel free to call and talk to me about it. But I'm doubling down. I believe it was Monday. I published a piece saying it's time for Chuck Schumer to leave leadership. It's beyond time for Chuck Schumer to leave leadership. And now he's out there hawking his book on anti-Semitism, which, from what I heard on Chris Hayes last night, sounds again like just, you know, hey, let's defend Netanyahu and let's go after people who criticize Netanyahu, which, you know, in my mind has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. So anyhow, there's that. Trump's sham plan is not about assisting Ukraine. He's trying to help Russia. He just minutes ago completed a brief conversation with President Zelensky after spending 2 hours yesterday on the phone having phone sex with Vladimir Putin. And, I mean, what do you do for 2 hours on the phone with somebody, right? I mean, Putin is completely rewriting this guy's worldview. Putin has convinced Donald Trump that the only reason the European Union exists is to hurt America. Honest to God, Trump has repeated this 3 times now. This is an old Putin thing. This so-called ceasefire that Putin proposed, it's a smokescreen. He says, you know, we'll do a ceasefire on energy infrastructure. What he's talking about is he doesn't want Ukraine attacking Russian energy infrastructure. Last week, they attacked the largest refinery in Russia. It's starting to hurt Russia. That was over 1,000 miles away from Ukraine. They've got a hell of a good drone technology. Putin is also saying the United States must halt all military aid, all intelligence sharing, and Ukraine must stop mobilizing troops. Well, Putin doesn't have to do any of that stuff. I mean, this is just complete BS. Putin is playing Trump for a sucker, or Trump is going along with it enthusiastically because Trump hates democracies. He hates our democracy. I mean, he came out this morning and basically said Canada is evil and Russia is wonderful. He hates democracies. He loves autocracies. We saw this for 4 years when he was president. He'd go to these meetings of democratic nations and basically sneer at people and shove them around and trash talk them. And then he'd go to Kim Jong-un and kiss the guy, hug him, and, oh, my best friend. And Putin, oh, I understand. We know each other well. And President Xi, come on down to Mar-a-Lago, and I'll show you some classified documents right in front of the whole world. We have a guy running this country who doesn't believe in American democracy. He doesn't believe in democracy anywhere in the world, and it's become so obvious. Meanwhile, student loans, the Federal Trade Commission, and a Republican in Minnesota. I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A group of Republican governors expected to be on hand at the White House tomorrow as President Trump signs an executive order to dissolve the Department of Education.
It follows sweeping cuts to the agency last week, slashing nearly half of the DOE workforce. Curriculum decisions are already handled at state and local levels. Critics say abolishing the Education Department will hurt underserved students and schools. Congressional approval is still needed to close the department. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Trump administration has asked a federal appeals court to okay the use of the Alien Enemies Act to unilaterally deport non-citizens. A federal judge extending the deadline until tomorrow for the administration to reveal who was on the deportation flights. Explosions heard in Jerusalem following air raid sirens warning of a missile attack from Yemen. It comes as Israeli forces say they've retaken control of a key corridor that cuts off northern Gaza. 38 wildfires burning across Arkansas, fanned by high winds. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonje transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
It was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Heavy snow will eventually come to an end in the overnight with 3 to 5 inches of snowfall in the overnight hours. Blustery north winds up around 40 miles per hour. Overnight lows will drop back into the middle 20s. Blowing snow early Thursday, then gradual clearing mid-30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Loans already sucked, and now the GOP is making them worse. This is amazing. If you have a student loan, and there are, you know, millions and millions of us who do or whose kids do, all three of my kids have student loans. Last month, in response to a Republican lawsuit, you'll recall, Joe Biden had this thing called the SAVE Act. Yeah, Saving on a Valuable Education Plan, S-A-V-E Act. And what it did was it said that if you have student loans and you are low income, we will adjust the amounts of your monthly payments without increasing the interest penalty that you're going to pay so that you can afford to pay those loans. It might take you 100 years, but, you know, you'll be able to afford to pay your loans. Well, Republicans sued at the Eighth Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit, and they won. As Ashley Morgan, an attorney in Austin, Texas, told local TV station KVUE, quote, I saw that my payments are going to more than quadruple from $507 a month to $2,463 a month starting in April. What do I do now? Do I sell my house or sell my car? The lawsuit also led the Department of Education, this from Oliver Willis over at Daily Kos, which administers student loan programs, remove forms from the repayment for the repayment plan from their website, so borrowers cannot apply or even certify their income. And to make it even worse, Trump is trying to abolish the Department of Education, which administers many of these loans. Just hand the loans over to the big banks, and they'll give more big campaign contributions to Republican politicians. That's $1.6 trillion in student debt. Most of it held by people under 40 here in the United States. This literally does not exist in any other advanced democracy in the world. Every other country sends their young people to college for free. Or in some cases, like Germany and Denmark and Switzerland, actually pays them to go to college. Meanwhile, Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Slaughter were fired as commissioners for the Federal Trade Commission. Bedoya's term, seven-year term, would have expired in 2026. Slaughter's would have expired in 2029. Trump does not have the legal authority to fire these people. This was decided by the Supreme Court in 1933 when FDR tried to fire William Humphreys, who was an FTC commissioner, and the Supreme Court ruled, no, you can't do that. It's a seven-year term. They have to serve 7 years unless you can prove that they committed a crime. And, you know, what's going to happen here? We'll see. It sure looks like the Trump administration is going to defy the courts again. When are the courts going to stand up? Meanwhile, our crazy alert, I think, Justin Eichholm is a Minnesota state senator. He co-sponsored Senate SF-2531, a bill that would ban transgender women from sports. The bill stipulates there is, quote, a dispute regarding if students' female sex. If there is, the student must present a physician's statement based on internal and external reproductive anatomy. Yeah. So this guy is, you know, he hates trans people. And he also introduced a piece of legislation last week that would classify, that would require the American Psychological Association or some entity, I don't know, or the state of Minnesota, to classify, to create this thing called the Trump derangement syndrome and classify it as a mental illness. He says, this is from the legislation, quote, "The syndrome is characterized by the acute onset of paranoia in otherwise normal persons that is in reaction to the policies and presidencies of President Donald J. Trump. Symptoms may include Trump-induced general hysteria, an intense hostility, overt acts of aggression and violence against anyone supporting Trump or anything that symbolizes him." Well, Senator Eichhorn was busted yesterday and arrested and booked for online trying to get a 17-year-old into bed in exchange for money. That's called soliciting a minor for prostitution. Yeah, welcome to the GOP. You're Republicans at work. All right, so what's on your mind here today? Michael in Bronx, New York. Just a reminder, by the way, that at the top of the hour, we're going to be, for the entire second hour of the program, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for our Middays with Mark hour session. So, you can get in line with your questions for Congressman Pocan. Michael in Bronx, what's on your mind today, Michael?
Greetings, Tom. You know, I just want to piggyback on what you were saying about Chuck Schumer. And I met the guy in person. I shook his hand prior to marching in the Thrust Next section of the Bronx St. Patrick's Day parade some almost 10 years ago. I would say God bless him for his years of service in Congress, yes. But his old-fashioned approach, you know, we can't have that anymore, especially with this career criminal that is invading the White House.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer is in denial.
What should have been done on Friday is that he should have said that in no way, shape, or form will the Democratic Party take part in any lawlessness against the people, the lawlessness pushed by Trump and Musk. And if there was a shutdown, it would be totally on Republicans. So stop asking Democrats, what are we going to do to avert a shutdown? Because he says that he thinks that the media will blame him on it. You know, I just gave you some fighting points, Mr. Schumer, and other Democrats that went along with this. And as far as Republicans go, they say they go, they came into Trump because he don't want Trump to primary them. What makes you think that the very constituents that you're pissing off won't primary you?
There's a lot of talk about AOC primarying Chuck Schumer. And I don't know if you caught it. Did you see Chris Hayes interviewing him last night?
Those are the leaders. I'm sorry?
Did you see Chris Hayes' interview of Schumer last night?
I did not. I only saw
basically what Schumer said was, we're not yet to the point where we need to fight like hell. And then Chris Hayes asked or pointed out basically what I've been saying all along, which if Schumer was right, and he may well be, if shutting down the government would have been a disaster of biblical proportions, why wasn't he talking about that for the 5 months in advance when he knew this was coming? Why didn't he get public opinion on his side? Why didn't he force the Republicans to negotiate with the Democrats? Hayes asked him this question essentially three times, and Schumer had basically no answer for it. He just changed the subject. Michael, spot on. Thank you very much for your thoughts on your senator. Kevin in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Kevin, what's up? Kevin in Frederick, Maryland? Oop, Kevin just vanished. Sometimes people try to hit the unmute button and they hit the hang-up button by accident, I'm guessing. Donna in Zionville, North Carolina. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. So I attended a Watauga Indivisible meeting yesterday. Unfortunately, the venue was on the small side, but it got filled pretty quick within a 24 or 48-hour period. And this was for Virginia Fox. I played Virginia Fox in the blow-up chicken costume.
As in, who's afraid of?
Very fun.
Who's afraid of?
Huh?
As in, who's Virginia Fox, the congresswoman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the old, and in fact, I probably have the wrong name. That was Virginia Woolf, wasn't it? I'm mixing up my wild animals.
Yeah, she is total MAGA. I used to live in Washington State in Bonnie Lake, you know, we're the ones that drove cross-country in the electric car, which we switched to a Lightning, which we love. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, oh, my God, I'm so glad she's not my congresswoman.
Yeah.
And now she is. But it this indivisible group only started less than 2 months ago, and it's going strong. It's just, you know, it's a wonderful outlet. And even Republicans got up, people that had been Republicans.
Right, former Republicans.
You know, talked, yeah. And, you know, I hope there's a lot more of them.
My sense of it is, Donna, that the winds are shifting. By the way, my son has a Ford F-150 Lightning, the electric truck. Did you say that that's what you have?
Yes.
Yeah, he loves it. Do you? 0%
interest. Huh?
He loves it. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've only had it a couple of weeks, but we're building in what they call mountains out here.
Yeah.
You know, we were just in the foothills.
Yeah. No,
in Mount Rainier. So these look like hills to me.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, that truck is like.
We need a four-wheel drive.
Yeah. No, I get it. That truck is like a spaceship. I mean, it's so advanced. It's so beautiful. Ford really hit one out of the park with that one. Donna, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
What are you doing, Tom?
Sure, I'll keep it up. Good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. And a reminder that Congressman Pocan will be with us for the entire hour starting at the top of this hour, so or 6 minutes after, you know, after the news. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with you. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
National Agriculture Week is here. Let's take a moment to bring attention to and celebrate the important role agriculture plays in our daily lives and that our Wisconsin farms play in feeding communities throughout the United States. This message made possible by local American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang, offering home, farmland, auto, and life insurance. Visit KyleLangAgency.com to request a quote. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the second annual Brews and Baskets is coming back on Saturday, March 29th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Appleton Beer Factory. You can join the community at this fundraising event that's benefiting the animals of the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and the Poffy Shop Cat Cafe. Kitten season is just around the corner, and they need your help now more than ever. It's family friendly, and it's free to attend. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's hard to be surprised anymore, but it seems like every day there's something new to worry about. With so much out of control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Regain control with a life insurance policy just for you, found by the licensed insurance agents, a SelectQuote that can protect your financial legacy. Whether you need $500,000 or $50 million in coverage, SelectQuote can find you the perfect policy. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Have you ever been worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. Head over to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Their slogan is SelectQuote. They shop, you save, and it's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, selectquote.com/Tom.
Whispers echo of a secret tie between the power and the spy. Just put it on Trump, the question stands, a puppet dancing on Russian strands, in the corridors where secrets seep, the truth lies buried dark and deep. From Helsinki stage to whispered calls, a leader.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about what I would call the Noah's Ark of the billionaire class, which is Greenland. Besides the minerals, I really believe it connects the dots to the idea of the $5 million gold visas and to why they claim climate change is a hoax when they know it's real. They figure, well, why are we going to spend trillions of dollars fighting climate change, the less safety nets like Medicare, Social Security, et cetera, if we are all essentially, due to AI and robotics, are soon to become useless eaters? When the 99% of the planet population becomes useless to them, then why are we going to spend money on them?
Yeah.
So Greenland is going to be the Noah's Ark of the billionaire class. That's why Trump wants it as a 51st state. It'll be the world's largest gated community. Where only if you have the money, the $5 million.
Yeah.
At this point, you're going to be outside of the wall, starving, under thirst, the collapse of infrastructure, the starvation, disease, etc. Because when the infrastructure collapses, we are going to be in 140 degrees without electricity.
Yeah.
And if you look at immigration, if you look at the reality, like Al Gore said years ago, the closer you are to the equator, the worse it's going to be. So Greenland is going to be prime real estate. It's going to be basically the one place on Earth where if you have the money, you'll survive climate change. After climate change is over, Elon Musk and his multitude of kids will repopulate the planet, basically is a general idea.
And this is, goes to why they're still in cahoots with the Saudis, why they're in cahoots with Putin, and all the other international cabal of billionaire oligarchs who are also planning on being on this Noah's Ark for the super rich and the super powerful.
I can't dispute that, Juan. There's actually, by the way, the one thing that would throw a wrench in this is if the AMOC, you know, the great conveyor belt, the current that brings heat to the North Atlantic, if that shuts down, Greenland is going to become uninhabitable. It'll get so cold. It'll revert back to its Arctic status. But, yeah. But you know, assuming that that doesn't happen for another couple hundred years.
And the pristine of it.
Right, but let me finish my thought here. But there is this ideology that has seized a lot of the Silicon Valley billionaires and is not getting anywhere. Yeah, he appears to be one of the proponents of it. Is not getting anywhere near enough coverage in the media. I've been looking for somebody who's an expert on this I can get on as a guest. Basically, it's the theory that government will be obsolete in the world of general artificial intelligence. When artificial intelligence makes the leap to being as smart as humans, it will no longer be necessary to have government because artificial intelligence will be the benevolent dictator, essentially, will govern everything and will do it perfectly and well. And like you said, the rest of us would become useless eaters or slave labor. And they're trying to build cities to demonstrate this, to work these pseudo-libertarian network form of government cities. They've got some land in California, a bunch of billionaires, and these are people who, when they were teenagers, read Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged and thought, you know, Gulch, yes, let's go, you know, this will be so cool,
accelerationism.
Accelerationism is one of their things. The whole network to nation is part of their thing. And of course, you know, the old fashioned Ayn Rand, and libertarian, you know, going back to Mises and whatnot, you know, and company, von Hayek, the idea that, you know, government can't do anything as well as corporations can do. So let's let the corporations run everything. And, it's pernicious, Juan. And they've got an international audience of billionaires on this thing. I'm sorry, say what?
Basically, they've weaponized climate change. That's part of the reason why he's getting rid of FEMA. I mean, it all ties together.
Yeah.
They realize that they know what's coming, and they know that this is only the beginning of climate change, and what's coming is going to be.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I get what you're saying. I'm not sure I'd endorse it. I think that they're just trying to steal as much money as they can, as quickly as they can, because they all know that by the time climate change actually starts really killing people, like by the millions rather than just the thousands, that they'll all be dead. They're thinking it's 20, 30 years down the road, 40 years down the road. I think it's here, and it's going to get worse, you know, logarithmically. We're going to see the exponential increases. Juan, thank you for the call. We'll be back with Congressman Mark Pocan right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at bluej.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J, .com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Thursday's show, Dennis Peters from the Glam Band is in to help co-host. Plus, Malene Wells and Lisa Malik are in from Local 5 Live. And Kerry Josephson stops by from the walk to end Alzheimer's. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The legal battle escalates over the Trump administration's deportation flights. The judge in the case now demanding more information about two flights over the weekend.
The Justice Department's appealing a decision by a federal judge to block the Trump administration from deporting suspected Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act, which means they can be deported without a hearing. The administration's lawyers say this is within the president's authority to protect the nation. They also maintain that the judge is not entitled to learn more about the men deported.
ABC's Brian Clark. President Trump Thursday expected to order the dismantling of the Department of Education. Mr. Trump had his first call Wednesday with Ukrainian President Zelensky since the Oval Office tiff last month. Zelensky agreed to a limited ceasefire between Kyiv and Moscow. With the Gaza ceasefire shattered, Israel says it will continue attacks until Hamas releases the remaining hostages. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors.